Well, investigative muckraking journalist Wayne Barrett died the day before Donald Trump was inaugurated, an irony not lost on Wayne's many admirers. Jennifer Gonerman once wrote in The New Yorker that there may be no journalist in the country who knows more about Donald Trump than Wayne Barrett. His 1992 book, Trump, The Deals and the Downfall, was reissued last year. Tom Robbins is investigative journalist in residence at the City University of New York Grad School of Journalism. And Tom, you met Wayne at the Village Voice. He suffered a lung disease, though not a smoker. You tell us he was writing as he went to the hospital last week.
Literally. He had an interview going on while he was in the car as his wife and son were driving him to the hospital.
No. We're going to hear some of our interview with him. Very generous in the last few months with reporters, even though he was sick. And he was a reporter's reporter, like dog with a bone, spent almost four decades at the Village Voice. What was it about him?
Wayne was an old school reporter in many ways. We're talking about a guy who never owned a cell phone. And his attitude was, if somebody needs to get hold of him, they'll figure out how to do it. And he would operate from either his office or his home, toggling back and forth on several phone lines. But he was a magnificent analyst of all kinds of data at the same time. His idea of a good day was to sit on the beach and look through campaign finance contributions.
I love the description the New York Times gives in their obituary of how when he went to his son's elementary school to explain what raking muck was, he put on a trench coat, he pulled up his collar, he took out a pad, and he said, "We are detectives for the people."
Exactly.
Yeah. Do I understand he was laid off after so many years at The Voice and that you resigned in protest?
I resigned in protest and solidarity. When the new ownership, now the past ownership of the Village Voice, decided that they couldn't afford Wayne anymore and laid him off, I sort of thought that that was making a statement about the value of a really deep investigative journalism. And I figured if they don't need him around, they probably don't need me around.
Well, he had that kind of loyalty from other reporters for his work. And he also had some respect from the people that he raked over the calls. I'm thinking of former New York Mayor Koch, who he took a part in a book, said his reporting was superb. I'm not sure how former Mayor Giuliani feels about him. We spoke with Wayne Barrett last November after Giuliani made comments that he talked to current FBI members about those Clinton emails that ended up not warranting an investigation. Giuliani also hinted that he may have had a heads up about FBI Director James Comey's announcement of the emails. And Wayne, in our interview, reminded us that Giuliani was the one who drafted a law saying that agents could not talk to political figures, violating his own law there. And then we asked him what his broader thoughts were. Let's listen.
Frankly, I don't think it was ever reported before. We have never had a Democrat as an FBI director in the United States in the history of the FBI. Four Democratic presidents, including the current one, have appointed Republicans. So this is an agency that has a Republican culture from the top. So there has to be some measures taken to depoliticize the functioning of the agency. I've known public corruption agents all of my reporting career, and I think they're outstanding people generally. But some of them have clearly gotten the partisan bug and have done some things that are regrettable. I think somebody needs to be made an example of, and this problem will be solved.
Wayne Barrett last November. He died last week. Tom Robbins, was his voice still getting through? Were people listening to him?
I think Wayne had probably, one of the best years of his career over the past year when he opened the doors to his house in Brooklyn and invited reporters from all across the country to take a tour of all of his old files from his Trump book. And he was picked up on, your show and I think innumerable shows across the country talking about who Trump was and why he first caught his attention.
And just give us the thumbnail.
Wayne was really just starting as a staff writer at The Voice when Jack Newfield, who was a senior editor there, said, I think you should take a look at this new kid on the block, Donald Trump, son of Fred Trump, who was a well-known developer in New York, because he's trying to do this big deal on 42nd Street, the old Commodore Hotel. He wants to build a fancy new hotel, the Grand Hyatt, there. And he's using his lawyer, Roy Cohn, who was pretty notorious in New York because of his association with Senator Joe McCarthy and a number of other things. Mm-hmm. And so Wayne dug in, and went to interview Trump, and Trump was initially receptive and granted Wayne more than a dozen hours of on-the-record interviews. And then I think when he recognized that this wasn't a reporter that he was going to be able to really get his way with, one day Wayne got a call from him and said, you know, Wayne lived in Brownsville, Brooklyn, not the richest neighborhood in the world back in those days. And Trump said, Wayne, you don't have to live in Brownsville. I've got apartments. And Wayne laughed and said, that's okay. And the next thing he knew, he got, having been offered the carrot, he got the stick with Roy Cohn on the phone threatening to sue, which he never did.
Again, Wayne Barrett died last week. Tom Robbins, investigative journalist in residence at the City University of New York Graduate School of Journalism. Thanks for your time, and sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Robin.